This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. In a couple weeks, the eligibility for 7 additional weeks of unemployment benefits will expire, adding another layer of financial challenges for those whose work situation was impacted by this pandemic. Applying for unemployment is already a challenge, but one local program is looking to help, and joining us now is Dave Myers. He's the director of the Unemployment Legal Clinic and a paralegal instructor at the UC Claremont College. Dave, welcome to our program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this was made possible through a grant from the Ohio State Bar Foundation, and not only is it helpful for the community to navigate the difficult bureaucracy of the unemployment system in Ohio, but it also offers hands-on experiences for your paralegal students. Tell us about tomorrow's program. It's Tuesday, December 1 from 6 to 8, a virtual event. And we've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. But what should participants expect?
So it really depends on where they're at in the unemployment application phase. And so we tend to see two groups of folks. We have the first group, which are people who may be applying for the first time, may not know if they're able to apply, may not know what they qualify for. And then we have a second group of folks who have either applied and been told no, or applied and been told nothing. And it's that last group there that is really some of the most challenging areas, because with just the vast numbers of unemployment applications and claims and the number of different programs that are out there right now, it's very easy to sort of get lost in the void.
You're talking about people who haven't received a single word since, I guess, first attempting to apply for unemployment benefits?
You got it. There are folks that have been reaching out to me who have attempted time and time again to just get any information, sometimes information crossing state lines. I had someone reach out today that Ohio's talking to them, but they need something from Kentucky. And Kentucky's not giving them what Ohio needs to get the claim. And nobody from Kentucky is responding to this individual. So we're going to see what we can do to help them out. Now, for the people that are applying for the first time, the clinic will be a more straightforward process. It's going to be my paralegal students. So I've got 17 students that are involved with helping people out. And they're going to be going through and actually helping fill out the online application, helping the client determine which programs that are available to them, whether it's the traditional unemployment, whether it's pandemic assistance, both, neither. But then for those people that are caught in that void, that are dealing with just the challenges that come from the unemployment system being stressed so bad right now, that one's going to be a little bit more, we're going to have to just take it as it comes. Now, can everybody, is everybody going to get through this first clinic? Well, we're not really sure how many people we're going to be able to take care of tomorrow night. But the good news is that they actually, we just got approval to extend the clinic into the spring. So even if there are people that aren't able to make it tomorrow night, hopefully they'll still reach out, because we're going to be out there helping people even after tomorrow comes and goes.
Well, it's a challenging thought to swallow that we might be dealing with a swollen unemployment system through the spring, but that may be the reality we're facing. You've got these students, about a dozen and a half students, who are prepared to assist these folks in need of navigating the unemployment system. How are these students prepared? I would imagine some legal knowledge is helpful in any contract or application scenario, but how are these students particularly prepared to deal with this system that has let so many people down during this pandemic?
Yep. So really, there's a number of different ways. Some of them are your more academic ways, where we have spent the last, month simply preparing, reviewing the information that's necessary to file your application, to file your unemployment claim, as well as to find what are potential roadblocks, as well as going out and going through all of the documentation and the application process itself. Additionally, and I want to choose my words carefully here, we have several students in the class who unfortunately, have had to go through this process themselves within the last, you know, 7 months.
Students who have lost their own jobs.
That is correct. I've had several who have, you know, in some of the more hard hit industries, that lost their jobs themselves and had to navigate the unemployment process, both traditional and the pandemic process, which the two systems are both complicated in their own right. But when you're trying to figure out both of them at the same time, it can get really complex. And so, you know, I don't want to say fortunately, because it's not fortunate that I have students that have had to deal with this, but through their challenges, they're bringing a very unique perspective that they've just gone through this and they've learned some of those things to watch out for. Some of those, boy, I wish I would have known this at the beginning, but now that I know it, now I can pass it along to somebody else. And so in addition to the academic preparation that we've done in our classroom, we also have several people who have sort of taken point and are going to be able to provide practical, you know, advice on this one. Okay. The one thing to keep in mind is that they are paralegal students. We're not allowed to give any kind of legal advice or anything like that, but we can definitely, you know, having gone through that process and seen that process, we're going to be able to help people figure out what they need to do to help move them forward.
We're talking with David Myers. He is the director of the Unemployment Legal Clinic, also a paralegal instructor at the UC. I keep saying the UC, at UC Claremont College. And let's just emphasize, Dave, this is a virtual situation, so people will have to RSVP through your office. We've got a link at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab, but these will be conducted through the Microsoft Teams platform.
That's right. So the clinic itself, the original funding from the Ohio State Bar Foundation, anticipated a in-person clinic where we would go out into the particular communities that we're targeting and would meet with people, sit down, and help them through the process. Well, obviously, that all got thrown up in the air because of the pandemic, and so we had to completely retool the delivery mechanism. And so now everything we do is virtual. Everything from, you know, meeting with the clients, and sometimes we'll have just a phone conversation. Sometimes we'll have a Microsoft Teams meeting, which is just like our Zoom, you know, the Zoom meeting that we connect with. And we can actually share screens through that. We can do web conferencing if people want to see faces. And sometimes that's really helpful. All the documents, if documents are necessary, we deliver those electronically. And so we've been able to actually reach quite a bit of people that we would not have been able to do had we been operating in the traditionally physical format that most clinics take place. It's been a huge challenge. It's also been a huge success. You know, so it is something that people need to reach out. They need to register. I ask people to reach out today, if at all possible. And that's only because we do have certain things that we're going to say, hey, you really should have this information ready. And we want to make sure that we get that list of what you have, what you need ready to you today, so that you're ready for tomorrow night.
All right, Dave, we will make sure that our listeners check out WVXU.org to find David Myers' information on connecting with UC Claremont College's paralegal program and the free virtual legal clinics for unemployment benefits. The next one is tomorrow, Tuesday, December 1, from 6 to 8 p.m. David Myers, thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.